Back at it here on a Monday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Businesses are coming back a bit better, quite a bit better than we would have thought, maybe 3 or 4 months ago. Still rough for some, better for others. Unemployment insurance, also better for some. For the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, Rich Studley is president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber, joining us on the program. Rich, welcome to it on a Monday.
Good morning, Steve. You're absolutely correct. We've still got some challenges and opportunities ahead, but we are reopening Michigan and making progress in terms of job creation and economic growth. We need to keep working together to get the state moving forward again.
Well, let's look at some of the things that have happened. We're continuing unemployment insurance benefits under some legislation, I believe, signed into law by the governor. That's a step in the right direction for those that still have not gotten themselves back on their feet, correct?
It is. As a result of COVID-19, we still have too many of our friends and neighbors and relatives unemployed. And the legislation that passed last week with bipartisan support in both the State House and Michigan Senate makes sure that we continue to provide unemployed workers with much-needed unemployment benefits. That legislation was essential to pass after the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that the governor had exceeded her power when responding to COVID-19. It's a good example of how the legislature and the administration can work together to set public policy through the legislative process instead of by administrative fiat or executive orders.
So let's see. You know, as of February this year, Michigan's unemployment was like 3.6%. We had added over 100,000 jobs. Of course, the pandemic set all that into a skid. But we're trying to get back to those numbers, Rich. We're trying to get back to where we were. So this is, you know, incredibly important, right, to continue on this path. Michigan's still not caught up with the national average, but we're heading in that right direction. What are some of the other things you think can be done in a bipartisan spirit to keep us on the right track?
Well, Steve, another important package of legislation that was approved last week, again, by the State House and the Michigan Senate with bipartisan support as part of the effort to provide COVID-19 relief, was to protect employers, to protect doctors and nurses and hospitals and state universities and businesses from the flood of COVID-19-related lawsuits that we know is coming. These bills were tie-barred or linked to the unemployment insurance benefit extensions, and the bills provide legal immunity to businesses, nonprofits, local government, and others who are in compliance with state and federal statutes and regulations relating to COVID-19. As you and I have talked on the business brief before, the executive orders were sometimes vague and confusing, and there were so many of them. But still, employers made an extraordinary good faith effort to comply with CDC guidelines and MIOSHA standards. And what this legislation simply says is if you're a responsible employer and you have made a concerted good faith effort to comply with CDC regulations and OSHA regulations here in our state, that you can't be sued quickly and easily by someone who claims to have contracted COVID-19 in the workplace.
How would you ever prove
other
that?
States, some Democratic, some Republican have signed similar legislation. So real progress last week in Lansing.
Yeah, that's good news because how would you ever prove that? Well, I got the disease here. How do you know you didn't get it at home? How would you say I got it at work or I got it from your business or whatever it may be? I don't know how you would pinpoint such a thing. And as you put it, I think it would protect from lawsuit abuse. It does. And it is a good step forward because it would just be a mess. It would be more damage to businesses if you're already struggling and then you're hit with a lawsuit. I mean, they can only take so much, Rich.
Steve, you're absolutely correct. These lawsuits would be difficult, time-consuming, and expensive to fight, hard to disprove a negative that you weren't responsible for someone contracting COVID-19. This COVID-19 relief legislation is absolutely essential. It received bipartisan support in the State House and Michigan Senate, and we're told that the governor plans to sign this important legislation early this week. So Good news from Lansing for a change.
Are you optimistic? I guess that's Rich Studley here from the Michigan Chamber. Are you optimistic as we head toward 2021 and we all just want to close the book on 2020 and say, it's time to go? I think we've all had enough of 2020. But it does look like better days are on the horizon right now. It does look like businesses are going to come back. It does look like the economy is going to come back. Maybe not to where it was in, you know, February of 2020, but it is on its way back. And do you feel optimistic?
Yes. At the Michigan Chamber, we are optimistic about the future. We still have to get through the November election, but the fundamentals of our economy are strong. And, Steve, as you've said, we need to be the no-panic zone. We need to be a state that is reopening for business, creating opportunities for workers, and moving forward. I'm confident that 2021 will be a better year for job creation and economic growth and prosperity for every Michigander.
There you go. Rich Studley, President, Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. This has been the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve. Keep up the good work.
There you have it. Rich Studley, everybody. Weighing in, put his finger on the pulse of business. By the way, Ivanka Trump will be making a stop Monday, today, at 4 o'clock, Alto, Michigan. If you're in that neighborhood, Alto is just east of Grand Rapids, about 15 minutes, not very far, right down I-96. You can find it, Alto, Michigan. The Alto Bar is there. Great place, by the way. If you want a steak dinner, free plug. That's what that was. Today, Ivanka Trump, a conversation with local supporters. You can have some questions there with Ivanka Trump. 4 o'clock, Alto, Michigan. Don't miss it. I mean, go check it out, right? Quick break. Yeah, the Steve Gruber Show for a Monday. We'll be right back.
It's time to go in the huddle with Matt Shepard.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
I know there are some of you Lions fans who are upset today, even though your team boasted a 34-16 win Sunday. You want the top pick and the best chance to draft Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. But oh well. The Lions did a lot of things well in Jacksonville. Nothing great, but solid. They built a big lead and held it. But the best aspect may have been the run defense. Going into the game, the Lions had allowed 5 yards per carry and 170 yards per game on the ground. But against the Jaguars, the Lions' defense limited the Jags' offense to just 44 yards rushing and less than 3 yards per touch. That is a long-term recipe for success. Not likely to continue, but something on which to build. I know it was Jacksonville, but the Lions used the bye week to their advantage and created the